Senator Lisa Murkowski was in Haines this week as a keynote speaker for the Alaska Outdoor Alliance Confluence. This is an annual summit that brings Alaskans together to discuss policies and trends in outdoor recreation and innovate ways to expand the sector. Following her address, I sat down with the senator alongside Max Graham of the Chilkat Valley News to discuss the conference and other topics, chief among them the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill she supported and what it means for the Alaska ferry system. Senator Murkowski first addressed the purpose of the Alaska Outdoor Alliance meeting and its importance.
Well, I think what we are seeing here in Haines is a coming together of interests of those that are focused on Alaska's outdoor opportunities and how we really wholly integrate that.
With winter fast approaching, residents of the Upperland Canal again have to worry about a slowdown in ferry service, a yearly reminder of how dependent communities in the southeast are on the Alaska Marine Highway. Earlier in the day, Senator Murkowski had touted her work on the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill and the money it secured for the ferry system.
The people of southeast, the people in our coastal communities deserve to have reliable, affordable marine highway system. It has been something that has been part of this region since I was a kid growing up here, and in fairness, there is no reason that we should not have a good, sound ferry system in the state of Alaska. Given all that we have, the resources that we have, it is, in my view, a shame that our system has been allowed to really founder in a way that you can't build ridership because you can't get a reliable schedule.
Senator Murkowski was pressed on the specifics as to when the funding from the infrastructure bill would translate into frequent and reliable ferry service for the Upper Lynn Canal.
So your question is a fair one. When are we going to see the money? Well, this is what we are doing now, allowing the contours of the programs that we have put in place through the infrastructure law. The criteria, eligibility, timelines, all of that is coming together. In fact, it was the 6th of September was the deadline for comment on some of the aspects of the ferry program. But what people need to remember is we're going to be in a situation here where it's not only programmatic funding that will be included as part of an ongoing funding source for operation for the Alaska Marine Highway System. That will be in place. But then we also have specific funding to establish essential ferry service.
Senator Murkowski also discussed national spending and inflation, the increase in political polarization in the country, and her reaction to President Biden's recent speech at Independence National Historic Park in Philadelphia. To listen to the full 30-minute interview, visit khns.org.